Sustainable peace and minority rights are still a challenge 2 years on from the end of the conflict in Sri Lanka, which lasted more than 30 years. That's the view of Bishop Norbert Andrade, secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Sri Lanka. In a recent speech marking the 40th anniversary of the Center of Society and Religion in Colombo, the bishop said there is a certain inability to accept that this is a multi-language, multi-religion, and multicultural society. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Bishop Andrade about the challenges the country faces and his hopes for lasting peace.
Now, the context of this intervention was the 40th anniversary of the Center for Society and Religion in Colombo. And so I was invited to give a speech, make an intervention at the anniversary celebration. The topic given to me was the contemporary challenges for our mission for justice and peace and our way forward. That was the topic. Contemporary challenges for our mission for justice and peace and our way forward. So, and I was given a few minutes to talk about this, and I underlined a few things. First of all, that when you talk about the contemporary challenges, that we need to understand the local context, because it's difficult to talk about contemporary challenges in general. And the challenges as we experience certainly are intertwined with the socio-political, religious, and economic background context of the country. So I said the challenges are linked with these realities of the country. And then so that we cannot think of the challenges for Ministry for Justice and Peace apart from the contemporary socio-political, ethnic, religious, and economic situation. That's the first point I made. And then that there will always be this struggle between, struggle for justice and peace, because there is always the age-old struggle between good and the evil, good and bad. And then, so there will always be people who, for example, live on unfair structures and so on, who will always be opposed to whatever is good. So that challenges will always be there. Then I said, in terms of our own local situation, experienced inability on the part of some people in the country to accept that historically this is a multi-religious, multi-ethnic, multilingual, multicultural society. And this, there is a certain inability to accept this fact, and that we need to deal with this inability. In terms of our Ministry for Justice and Peace, we need to examine why is this inability and what are its implications for the local situation, that this inability to accept, acknowledge, own up this multi-religious, multi-ethnic, multilingual, pluriform reality of the country, and that we need to accept this fact, and that we need to deal with this sort of sometimes experience this inability to accept this, and this we need to deal with that. I said that we need also to deal with certain realities in the country. Namely, there is dissent is becoming a problem right now, and because less and less scope and less and less space to hold and live by another and a different way of thinking. And, there are difficulties right now in that regard. And as if everybody has to think in one and the same way, but there is less and less scope and space for to hold a different opinion and a way of living and thinking. Okay, the other point was, in our contemporary situation, contemporary political culture, there are areas that we need to correct, that we need to get over. One thing that I underlined was the rapport in the security forces, security men of security, particularly the police, and the politicians. Of course, not all politicians, but certain number of them, who, for example, whatever the difficulty, whatever the crime committed, whatever the wrong that's committed, And when people are arrested and they want there to be brought under the judiciary, there are always undue influences on the part of the politicians, some politicians, where they hinder in that sense the process of justice, where, for example, when their own men are arrested, for example, politicians who try to bring influence and get them out of the police custody. This is a very common phenomenon here in the country, and therefore this is something that needs to be corrected if there is to be real justice in the country, particularly justice for the poor and the downtrodden and the the poor people. So whenever someone is arrested, I think the politicians should keep away from the police and leave the police to do what they have to do, what they are expected to do. There is all this undue influence, unnecessary influence. This is a real problem in the country right now. And of course, it has been not a new situation, but has been there all along. And that's something that needs to be corrected. And whatever position one holds on to, any job any person applies for, there are always qualifications asked. But in our own political situation, that is the only job which doesn't demand any qualifications, any standards. I think that situation also needs to be corrected. Of course, that's a big problem. Of course, a very wide issue in the sense, looked into and see what standards can be set for all those who enter into government and political arena. I think there should be certain standards and certain qualifications, even moral standards asked from such people, and that doesn't happen right now.
People in your diocese, Christians in general, do they feel a sense of hope? Do they feel a sense of positivity 2 years on or not?
I would say, I'm talking in general, also applies to the diocese. After the war, there is a lot of two dimensions, like people can get about freely and travel freely and go to any part of the country freely, which we didn't have earlier. Those days, there was so much fear for a person to get into a bus, get into a public means of transport, even send children to school. Parents were worried whether they would come back safe. So that atmosphere has changed altogether. So there is freedom of movement, and people are quite happy about it, and people are not frightened to get about because that violent culture is no more. That's a very positive dimension, certainly. And of course, we need to address some contemporary issues, for example, government will have to come up with a political mechanism which would ensure justice for all sectors of the country. It's a very difficult process, but it is a need. And then I think government pay attention to this need as soon as possible.
Has there been any dialogue between the church and the government with regard to social justice issues?
Oh, there is always. And the Bishops' Conference, for example, we have been constant at this. And our Caritas National Center is very active in this process. And we dialogue with the politicians. Recently, we had a session with the younger politicians trying to animate them and trying to voice our own concerns before them. So there is constant dialogue. I would say even Bishops' Conference is quite at it. And then recently the Bishops' Conference went on a study tour to South Africa to study the post-apartheid truth and reconciliation process. We met with a whole number of groups, including the members of the Southern African Bishops' Conference. Happily, they were in plenary session. We could meet all of them together. And then to study that in terms of our own post-war situation, trying to see what we could learn from that situation and then see what efforts we could make in regard to our own situation. There is constant dialogue. Church has been very actively involved. And recently there was a young man killed in near the airport in Colombo by police shooting. And now 3 months have passed. Very recently, Catholic Bishops' Conference made a statement asking the government to come up with the truth of the situation and tell the people the real circumstances of that killing. So that was a statement from the Bishops' Conference just a few days ago. So we are involved in whatever way we can.
How hopeful are you for a sustainable peace, for a real reconciliation in the country?
Well, as Christians, we are always hopeful. Based on our hope is based on the gospel, and so that we are not saying we are hopeless. No, certainly we need to. It's very difficult, as anyone would know. A protracted war of about 30 odd years, and things are not going to be just immediate solutions. So it's very arduous, and then we need to work towards that. But I'm generally hopeful because on the government also wants to do certain things, but it is also for us to bring positive pressure on the government and ask them to do what they have got to do. While also we believe that the religious sector of the society, interreligious reality, we need to take into consideration, and then all of us together, we need to work towards that. There is this interreligious council for peace in Sri Lanka. Leaders of all religions are involved, and then in communication, dialogue, and then meeting also various government representatives on these questions. So we continue to hope, and it's a very arduous process, but we need to move ahead with all this.